Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about national love. Here in Israel, it's something that we don't always see on our streets, to say the least. And we'd like to understand, how can we awaken this feeling among us? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, maybe just to mention that on our previous show, we talked about social cohesion here in Israel, and we saw that things are pretty bad. And the truth is that we actually feel it. You don't really need a study in order to tell us what we feel. And coming from the thought of how can we awaken this love, the desire to connect within the nation of Israel, I read this article that really inspired me, beautiful article. It was written in the 1940s by Baal HaSulam as a part of the Ummah, the Nation newspaper, under the chapter The Individual and the Nation, which shows how important national love was for him. The only hope is to thoroughly establish for ourselves a new national education, to reveal and ignite once more the natural national love that has been dimmed within us, to revive once more the national muscles which have been inactive in us for two millennia in every means suitable to this end. And he compares it later on with a building. He says, how is it possible to build a building without strong foundations? Because if you don't have strong foundations, then eventually it'll fall and will harm itself and those around it. And on this show, we'd like to understand, what is the significance, what is the special power of national love within Israel? National love, it's not national like in other nations, that there too you need some kind of love. But in other nations, it's a natural kind of love, because they're like brothers that developed from a common mother and father that were the root of that nation, and therefore they feel close to each other somehow. It doesn't matter that it was thousands of generations ago, but still, they have the same blood, so to speak, the same genes. We are a very big mix of all nations and the different forms of nations. And therefore, our national love isn't national. It's like taking the 70 nations of the world. At the foundation of the world, there are 70 nations. 70 roots to the 70 nations of the world. And you can try and connect them together. When we'll try, we'll see how hard it really is. We see, for example, in Europe, every country is in some kind of conflict with another country, all throughout history. And therefore, we have to understand that to reach national love among the people of Israel, it's the same as reaching worldwide love, that all the nations are all connected, everyone loves each other, that everyone's together, simply feel as brothers, more than brothers, that love ties them together. Love, it means that I think about the other before I think about myself. And if we're talking about the people of Israel, that they have to reach this, it's the hardest thing in the world, on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to understand that nature in its development has to reach this kind of connection. We even see it in our own development, in our human, economical, political, social, cultural development, doesn't matter which, that the thing that separates us is that constant hatred, both among the people of Israel and also among the nations of the world. But the nations of the world, they can't connect with one another because each nation has a root of its own, and therefore they can't connect with whom? With each other, between the nations. Right. Look at the Russians and the Ukrainians. These are nations that always live together. They hate each other to death. Yeah. Their religion, the country, the culture, education, it's almost the same language, the army. In general, it was all together. And look at the hatred. And suddenly in the Balkans, you have there 20 small nations. You can suddenly see an explosion that they start butchering each other like we saw 20 years ago. And what does it have to do with national love? Because we have to understand that each and every nation in the world has a root of its own, and this root does not allow it to connect with any other nation. And therefore, we'll never be able to reach world peace. This is why we can't make peace in the world, because two nations can't connect. They can't. I can get married to one person or another, but these are individual cases. Yeah, it's in order to achieve some kind of agreement or something. And later the kids, they'll feel the differences. It doesn't just go by without leaving a trace. Whereas the people of Israel, that's a very odd creature. That Abraham, our patriarch, he took representatives from all of the 70 nations that lived in Babylon. He collected them one by one and started working on their connection, something that's impossible. Impossible. And he did it. He did it. And they became a nation, well, through Egypt, through the exile, through many queries and blows and everything, they became a nation. That, after it developed and became worthy, they entered the land of Israel. They built the temple. They settled down here. This was 3,000 years ago. And this was really done by the upper force. This is what Abraham, our patriarch, did by love another as thyself. This is what he did, meaning from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. Or, more correctly put, love covers for all crimes. This is what he demanded. Whoever wants to enter my tent, Abraham's tent, he has to know that here, whatever thought, whatever desire, whatever action, whatever deed, we cover it all with love. Everyone's an egoist, everyone's corrupted, everyone wants only for himself, and he has to cover it. He can't uproot it, but he has to cover it with love. And then, this is how we exist. If you agree, enter the tent. If not, all the best. And this is how he collected people, and they left Babylon. They started living on their own. So what happened is that if a certain person belongs to a certain nation or a group, once he connected to Abraham's group, he left his nation and connected to this group where everyone came from a different nation. And in some way, Abraham taught them how to connect above their unique root that doesn't allow people to connect if they come from a different root. And the connection between them was done above the different roots. And the connection above the roots is called Israel. Why? Because Israel comes from the words Yashar Kel, meaning that their direction is to tie themselves with the upper force, the general force of nature, which is connection and love. Because nature as a whole is integral, global, connected. And therefore, if we're in sync with this nature, we reach such a connection with nature that the power of good works on us. We're in synergy. We're in mutuality with nature. And this is what Abraham taught them, and this is how they lived. This is called the people of Israel, those that know how to connect above all the hatred, to cover it with love, where everyone's connected, and are also connected with the general global force of nature. Today, everyone's discovering that nature is global and integral, and that it's one system. He discovered it back then. And this is what he did. If we're connected with this nature, which is called equivalence of form, then what we achieve is that nature is really on our side. Or in other words, we're close to the Creator, the upper force. Meaning that if we follow the laws of nature, then nature is on our side. Yeah. Because nature, Hateva, in Gimatria equals Elohim, the Creator. So all of this exists in the root of our people? Yes, and not only our people. Anyone today, just like back in Abraham's times, wants to enter his tent, meaning to be under the cover of love another as thyself, or love covers for all crimes, please can enter. So love another as thyself is an ideology that you can join and regardless what root you came from. Right, anyone can. How does all of this influence the development of national love in Israel? Because we are that group of Abraham that kept to this principle for many years. And after they came to the land of Israel and built the temple and so on, began the wars between them. Some of them wanted to continue keeping it, and some of them didn't. We already came to our place, and we don't need anything, and everything will fall into place, and it's going to be fine. Let's be more like the rest of the nations. Meaning what, in terms of the relations between people? The usual. Enough already being occupied all the time with our connection and love. So everyone goes back to their root, to the root that they came from. Yeah, other nations, they exist somehow in the world. In the meantime, since ancient Babylon, they dispersed around the world. So we're the same, nothing special about us. So they deteriorated from what? From love another as thyself. To what? Everyone does as they see fit. And then, there were wars between them, between those that kept to Abraham's principle, and they were called the officers that said, no, we can live without this principle. You don't have to be so concerned with it, maybe just a bit. And then the deterioration began until the first temple was destroyed and they went into the Babylonian exile. And when they came back from there, they built the second temple, meaning their connection. The temple is a symbol of connection, and it was no longer like the first temple, until in its deterioration it reached a state where Rabbi Akiva cried, "Where is the love another as thyself, even a bit?" And his students could no longer keep it, the temple was destroyed, and we were banished from the land of Israel. And in exile, obviously, we're no longer the people of Israel or the land of Israel or anything. We're dispersed among all nations, and we feel no connection between us. And that's how it is to this day. Even though that we came back here, we feel no connection. And were it not for the external hatred toward us from our cousins, then we'd simply eat each other, or we'd disperse. We'd go into exile out of our own free will. Because we also see if people have a chance, they run away to any other country. They don't stay here. Who stays in Israel? Only the lagging. Those that have the ability to succeed, that have a profession, that have money, they run away. Meaning that by the root of our soul, we don't feel that this is our place because we're not connected. Therefore, if we want to keep the people of Israel and in the land of Israel, we need connection. Otherwise, we're here temporarily. That if we'll be able to reach connection, to reach that principle, great. If not, we'll run away ourselves. We don't even need for someone to come and banish us. Okay, so let's talk about love. Yeah, let's understand what's the difference between loving someone else and national love. That national love that Bala Sulam talked about almost 90 years ago. He asks to awaken national love. What's the difference between love another as thyself? And he means the same, because there can't be any other kind of national love among us. Only love another as thyself. This is why he says national love. He doesn't call it fondness or some kind of connection. What is national love? Can you describe it a bit? National love, it means that I have to love everyone from the Israeli nation, meaning those that have the intention to be together with me under Abraham's umbrella, which is love covers for all crimes, that together we gather under the umbrella of love, and that love connects us above all the differences and rejection and remoteness that exists between us. Throughout this process, is it important for us to understand how different and various we are? Yes, it's important to talk about these things, open them, to understand that we come from a different root, explain all these things, and that this is why there is hate between us, and not to be frightened, startled by it. To the contrary, to open it, talk about it, and to understand what is the benefit. If there is great hate, we have to cover it with great love. And then what do we have as a result of having these big plus and minus, love and hate? What do we get by controlling, managing them? What? By that, we achieve the perfection and eternity that exists in nature. We rise above the corporeal life. We start opening the firmament. We start seeing the upper force. And if to speak about it in terms of war and peace in Israel and around the world, obviously that by this we acquire the greatest forces of nature. It's not that we can cope with the bad things between us or that other nations want to use against us. But by this weapon of love, we neutralize all the evil in the world from its very foundation. How do we neutralize the evil? Because we are at the root of nature. What is the weapon of love? What is it? Connection. Connection. It's a weapon? It is a weapon against the evil, which is separation. There are nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, conventional weapons. What is the weapon of love, of connection? And what qualities does it work on? What levels? It neutralizes all the evil. It's a weapon against the evil. What is the evil? That I think only about myself. Or even to your detriment. That's the evil. Meaning not that I only think badly about someone, but that I don't care for someone. That I think only to my own benefit. And what's wrong with that? Evil has many options. from 0 to 100%. So when I think only about my own benefit, this is the essence of evil? Yeah? Isn't that a person's natural inclination to think about himself? True. Therefore it says, man's inclination is evil from the very start. And against this force that you call it the essence of evil, there's the weapon of love. Yeah. How do you use it to fight? It fights all the evil. How is that? The weapon of love covers the evil, and by covering the evil force, it inverts it into good by connecting plus to minus. And between them, you can connect a light bulb, an engine, something that heats, something that cools, whatever. What's the minus? What's the plus? Minus is hate, plus is love, and there can't be one without the other. Why did you call love a weapon? Because I fight the minus with a plus. How do you do that? By covering the minus with a plus. I fight the evil in a person, in another nation. No, no, your own. Mister, you don't have to fight anyone. Only yourself. Only your own evil. This is what you fight. So what do I need a weapon for? A weapon, it means the force of good, that you cover your evil with good. Let's go back to the concept of national Israeli love. Suppose we advance toward that. What will this country be like? How will it be different than what we have today? Suppose today, when do you feel that people are connected here? In times of distress. Unfortunately, every 2-3 years, there's a war or something, and then you feel the warmth, the connection between people. When you're talking about this warmth and connection, love among the people of Israel, what is it like? A country in which there is national Israeli love, how does it work? Very simply, that everyone wants to do good to others. Everyone can be everyone else's guarantor. Everyone enjoys causing good to others, giving them warmth, support. And if so, we don't need many systems that we fight each other, that we grow apart, that I have to protect myself. Once we start treating each other this way, I start feeling that all other nations start treating us this way by themselves. Our neighbors and more distant countries, suddenly the UN, UNESCO, different international systems start respecting us, treating us favorably, talking nicely about us, wanting to come to visit us, inviting us there. We become like a very appreciated, distinguished nation all over the world. Why? Because they feel that we're radiating, illuminating. This is called to be light onto the nations. We give them this feeling, the confidence, the method of how to connect with each other nicely. Not spending money on war, diseases, lawyers, courts, different disputes and so on. But everything simple, like in a family. This is actually the example that we give to everyone of how to do things, and they do it. This is how it works. This means to be light onto the nations. This is what the national Israeli love has to bring us to, both within our nation, and when we'll do this within our nation, we'll start seeing these changes in the world. We don't have to go out to them. It's enough for us to do it. Just like today, unknowingly, we project hate. to the entire world. And therefore, they're saying, you are the problem of the entire world. Everyone feels bad because of you. And they're saying the truth. Then they'll say, look what happened with this nation. Look how they behave. Look what they're doing. Good, warmth, love, connection comes to us from them. It's like succeeding and gaining more and more every day. You beautifully described the national love, our national love. But what happens to the social, economical gaps and so on? Everyone wants to reach an equal level for everyone to receive what they deserve. This is called love covers for all crimes. And not only here, but the world will start behaving according to the example that they get from here. So in order to create this national love, we don't have to start dealing with the economical, social gaps and so on. No, it won't help. So that's not the place of work. The place of work is to strengthen this Israeli national feeling that actually connects us to the ideology, to the reason for which we got together. Love covers for all crimes. This is Abraham's key sentence. He's the father of the nation. This is what he determined. This is what we have to keep, and it will work out great for us and for the rest of the world. You don't have to disperse your forces all around the world. It's enough that we build it here among us. Just a bit. Let's try. We can't lose if we go in this direction. If you take in this direction, you can't lose. Let's just take a step forward and we'll see changes both among us and also in the rest of the world. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.